Hi everyone, welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So we're doing day two of Meet the Wangs. Let's remember where we are. Paige was on her way home, but she was feeling unwell. And the MRT is very crowded, and at first, she can't get a seat.
That's right, she's tired, it's the end of the day, she feels sick. So she's on this crowded MRT and, well, eventually after a stop or two, someone gets up and gets off the train. So there is a seat, but it's one of those dark blue priority seats. The one they have that sign and it says it's for pregnant women or old people or people with, you know, broken legs or something like that. Well, Paige is sick. She really is, but she's sick inside. She doesn't have a broken leg.
You can't see anything wrong with her.
That's right, but she really does feel bad, so she sits down on the seat and she closes her eyes and actually starts to fall asleep because she's super tired.
But a middle-aged woman makes her give up her seat to an older man. The woman thinks Paige is nothing, there's nothing wrong with her. She's just pretending to sleep so she can have a seat.
That's right. The lady thinks that Paige is just a lazy, inconsiderate, and rude teenager.
Yep.
So she says, hey, get up and give your seat to this man. Well, the man, the old man who's standing there, says, hey, no, it's okay. I don't have to sit down. But the woman won't let it go, and she makes Paige stand up and kind of embarrasses Paige at first, but then even calls her a disgrace, calls her kind of a terrible person, which of course hurts Paige's feelings because she's just sick. She just wanted to sit down for a few minutes.
Poor Paige. Let's see what happens in today's episode. Read through our comic and we'll be back to talk about it.
Who should get the priority seat?
Paige is still standing on the MRT. She seems very uncomfortable.
Oh, go faster, train!
The old man in the priority seat gets up and leaves.
Don't even think about taking that seat. Someone else might need it.
Paige stays standing. A young woman speaks up for her.
No one else needs it right now. Let her sit down. You can see she's not feeling well.
These seats should stay free until someone needs them.
No, it doesn't work that way. Anyone can sit on them. They just need to give them to others.
They should be for pregnant women, senior citizens, the disabled, and people with small children.
This girl seems sick to me. Let her have the seat.
The middle-aged woman does so, though she doesn't smile. Paige takes the seat.
Thanks for sticking up for me.
It's no big deal. If people need the priority seats, they should use them. I hope you feel better soon.
Word power!
Let. Molly's mom lets her stay up late on weekends. Molly's mom lets her stay up late on weekends. Stay. The 7-Eleven stayed open even though there was a typhoon. The 7-Eleven stayed open even though there was a typhoon. Free. There are no more free rooms at this hotel. There are no more free rooms at this hotel. Sick. Betsy didn't go to school because she was sick. Betsy didn't go to school because she was sick.
All right, so what's going to happen today? Well, let's find out how the story begins, how our article begins. Paige, it says, Paige is still standing on the MRT. So she has given up her seat. She's gotten off that dark blue priority seat. And of course, she doesn't feel any better. She seems very uncomfortable. She still feels sick. She still feels tired. And now, of course, she's probably upset, too, and just wants to go home.
So she thinks to herself, she doesn't say it out loud, she thinks, go faster, train. She just wants to get home.
She wishes she had a magic wand that she could just, you know, wave it around and be at home. Well, the next thing we see is another different kind of scene. It says the old man in the priority seat gets up and leaves. So the old man who did eventually sit down, well, he gets up and he gets off the train. He said he wasn't going to sit down for very long.
So can Paige take the seat? No, she can't, because that same middle-aged woman says, don't even think about taking that seat.
This lady is, what did Paige do to her?
Well, we'll kind of get into why the woman thinks that in a moment. Let's look at this phrase, don't even think about, and we follow that with a V-I-N-G form verb. Don't even think about doing, thinking, saying, whatever. It just means, don't just not do the thing. Don't start considering doing that thing, or it will result in bad consequences. So your mum might say to you, don't even think about playing video games. Finish your homework first.
Right.
Now, so she's saying not just don't play games, but don't even think about it. Forget video games exist.
It's an exaggeration. Of course, you can think about it, but it's a very strong warning. Not just saying don't do it. Don't even think about it, just as a way of showing you that this is really, really something you should not do. And as the middle-aged woman says next, she says, someone else might need it. So she maybe saw Paige looking at the chair.
Mm-hmm.
She says, don't even think about sitting down there. Someone else might need it. Another person might come along who wants to sit down. So you stay standing. Who is this woman? Is she like the priority seat police?
She is the police for the MRT or something. So she's obviously thinking somebody else, another pregnant woman, a young child, old person might need that. So Paige can't sit down. That seat is there. So Paige stays standing. We see that. Then things start to get a bit better because a young woman speaks up for her, for Paige.
Oh.
If you speak up for someone, you say something in support of another person.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of take their side and say something to kind of argue for them.
So I'm not actually saying something to that person. I'm saying something to help that person.
Yes.
To support that person.
What does she say?
All right. Well, the young woman looks at this older woman, this seat police woman, and the young woman says, no one else needs it right now. The young woman's looking around saying, hey, lady, relax. No one else needs it right now. Let her sit down. The young woman is pointing out there are no old people. There are no pregnant people. Why don't you just let the girl sit down? Very good question. And we'll find out why she doesn't or what happens next after our next word power word, which is the verb let. L-E-T, let. All right, let is a verb that's very similar to allow, A-L-L-O-W, to say it's okay to do something, right? If you want to go to the washroom while you're at school, you might put up your hand and say, can I go to the washroom? And if your teacher says okay, your teacher lets you go to the washroom. Sometimes there are things we can't do because of rules or different situations, but if someone says okay, you can do that, they will let you do it. And if you ask them to let you do it, you're trying to say, is it okay if I do this thing? For example, Molly's mom lets her stay up late on weekends. Molly's mom lets her stay up late on weekends. And it's not just people who will let us do things. Certain things. A ticket will let you into the movie theater. Money will let you buy things. Or a watch will let you know the time. It allows you to do something you are trying to do.
So this young woman who's helping Paige has said, let her sit down. And then she adds, you can see she's not feeling well.
She's still speaking up for Paige. She's supporting Paige and saying to that other lady, she doesn't feel well. She should be allowed to sit down. But this older lady, the seat police lady, she really won't let it go. She says, These seats should stay free until someone needs them.
Oh.
She's the kind of person who thinks that even if no one's using it, you still shouldn't sit on those dark blue seats. But why?
I guess, but a lot of people do seem to think that way. Even yourself, you don't sit on them.
I won't tell someone else to, but you know.
You won't do it yourself.
Yeah.
So we're kind of looking at what are priority seats for and how should they work in this conversation.
Yeah.
But we've got some word power words to look at first, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Then the next one we have here is stay. It's a verb, S-T-A-Y, to stay. All right, to stay is basically talking about a verb that will continue happening, that will continue going on, or a situation that will keep happening or continue going on. All right, for example, we can talk about different places that stay open. The example sentence says the 7-Eleven stayed open even though there was a typhoon. The 7-Eleven stayed open even though there was a typhoon. It was open, but then something changed. The typhoon came along. Did something at the 7-Eleven change? No, nothing changed. It was open before, and it was open during the typhoon, and it will stay open in the next few days. In fact, 7-Elevens stay open 24 hours a day. That's why they're so convenient. If you're watching a movie and the movie ends, you could turn off the TV or whatever and go and do something, or you could decide, I'll watch another movie, or I'll see what's on TV. I'll stay here, I'll stay on the sofa, I'll continue to do what I'm doing, to continue to do, to stay. These are very, very similar. Nothing's changing. It's continuing on or it's going on without any big change. So that woman thinks that the seat should stay free even if no one's using it. They should continue to be unused, but no one's sitting there.
They're free. Let's find out what we mean in this case by the word free. It doesn't mean that you don't need to pay money for it. There's a different meaning here. So let's check out the word free, F-R-E-E, free, in our next word power word section. So in this case, free is talking about something that is available to use. People can use it because it is not already being used. You might ask, is this seat free? Means, can I sit there? Is somebody else already sitting there? If it's free, no one is using it. And we often talk about this when we think about vacations in hotels, as we see in this example sentence. There are no more free rooms at this hotel. There are no more free rooms at this hotel. That means people are using all of them, and so none of them are free to be stayed in. So this is the middle-aged woman's opinion about priority seats.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody should sit on them except the people who need them.
That's right.
If it's not a pregnant person or a disabled person or so on, they should remain free. They should stay empty. That's her opinion.
There you go. If everyone on the train is young and healthy and has no babies, you should still not be allowed to sit on them. But the young woman, who's speaking up and supporting Paige says, no, it doesn't work that way. She's saying it doesn't work that way. Now, we're not talking about someone's job, like their work, and we're not talking about how a machine works. We're talking about how the rules work or how the rules function. All right, that's basically how something works. When we use it in that way, that's how it works. That's what we're talking about. That's how it functions. So when she's talking about how the rules don't work that way, she's saying that's not the way most people will follow the rules or most people will think of the rules.
Well, maybe that's, even those aren't the rules.
Those aren't the rules, exactly. She's saying in the world of the MRT or in the rules of the MRT, there is another way to think about it. There's another way to act or behave.
Yeah, and she explains that now by saying anyone can sit on them. These priority seats, anyone can sit on them. They just need to give them to others.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the rule. You are allowed to sit there, but if somebody needs them more than you do, then you should give them up. Which, as Mike and I said in day one, is probably true for any seat. You should give a normal seat up to a pregnant woman, a disabled person, an old person.
So if there's two priority seats with two old people sitting on them,
yep.
and a third old person gets on, you don't say, hey, too bad.
Yep.
No,
you're lost, old man.
You give up another extra seat, even if it's a different color.
Yeah, a normal seat.
It's called being polite.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this picture next shows in our cartoon or in our story, the middle-aged woman...The police person, she points to a sign. She's pointing to one of those signs inside the MRT that kind of shows you the rules and the different things you should or shouldn't do.
Yeah, she says they, meaning the priority seats, they should be for pregnant women, so that's women who have a baby inside them, senior citizens.
I'm a senior citizen.
That's the very old people. The disabled, so that's people whose bodies either permanently or just right now are not working properly. They need wheelchair, crutches, they need some kind of extra help. And people with small children, so very young babies, toddlers, and so on. She's saying here that these priority seats can only be used by those four groups of people. Ordinary people should never sit on them, even if they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, isn't quite right.
You're following the rules, but to sort of a kind of crazy level. If there's no one like that on the train, then just sit on the seat.
Just sit on them.
It's okay.
Just make sure you give it up for somebody else.
So the young woman is watching the older woman explain the rules, and the young woman kind of, again, supporting Paige, says, this girl, speaking about Paige,This girl seems sick to me. She's looking at Paige. She's kind of pale. She looks tired. Her eyes might be all red around the sides. And so this woman is not a doctor. She's not taking her temperature or doing tests, but she's just looking at her. So that's why she used that verb, to seem. To seem is like to appear. This is what it looks like to my eyes. My brain is giving me these clues or this information. I'm not 100% sure, but...I'm pretty sure. If you look out of the window and you see dark clouds forming and the wind is getting stronger, you're not a weather person, you can't see into the future, but you might say it seems like it's going to rain. It looks like it. All the clues are there.
Yeah, in this case, she's saying...The young lady, Paige, seems sick.
She looks sick.
Yeah, now we've used the word sick a lot in our descriptions, but this is actually the first time someone has said the word, and that's why we are waiting till now to make it a word power word. Sick, S-I-C-K, is an adjective, and it's in fact our last word power word of the day. So as Mike and I have kind of talked about in the last 2 days, if you are sick, you are suffering from some kind of disease or illness. It could be anything from a simple cold to a really serious disease, but sick kind of covers all of them. Here's an example of how we could use it. Betsy didn't go to school because she was sick. Betsy didn't go to school because she was sick.
All right, so the young woman is still speaking up to help Paige. She said she seems sick, and then she says to that older woman, let her have the seat. In other words, let her sit down. In other words, leave her alone.
Yep.
It's just a seat on the MRT. She's sick. She can sit down. It's fine.
And the middle-aged woman does so. She lets Paige have the seat, though she doesn't smile. She doesn't seem too happy, but she's not going to keep arguing. Paige, of course, takes the seat.
And Paige, being very nice and thankful and appreciating what this other young woman has done for her in fighting this battle, Paige says, thanks for sticking up for me, to stick up for, to help someone, to support someone. It all kind of means the same thing. Yeah, the phrasal verb to stick up for means to, you know, support someone, maybe by your actions, maybe by your words, maybe just by being a good friend and saying, you can do it. I believe in you. You're giving that person some support and helping them in some way, big or small.
And the young woman says, it's no big deal. If something is no big deal, it's not really important. It's not worth mentioning in the situation. What the woman here means is that Paige doesn't need to thank her. So if someone says no big deal, it's like saying the same thing as, ah, no problem, or you're welcome. If something is a big deal, then it is important and it's serious, but no big deal means don't worry about it.
That's right. And even if it is something important, you might say to your friend, it's no big deal, because you don't want them to feel like they owe you something so much. You're basically saying, don't worry, I did it because I like you. I did it because I want to help, because I want to be kind. So you're just being polite and telling them, don't worry, I was happy to help you. And then the young woman says to Paige, if people need the priority seats, they should use them, even if they're not pregnant or old or disabled or have young kids. I hope you feel better soon. So she's basically saying, no problem, I agree with you, and get well soon, and I hope you get home soon, too.
Yeah. Okay, and that brings us to the end of our article, so it's time for our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Okay, so we've had 4 word power words today. I'm going to see if Mike can try making a sentence with one of the word powers. So I'll let you choose. You can choose let, you can choose stay, you can choose free, or you can choose sick. Pick one and make a sentence.
Can I pick all 4?
What?
Let's stay free and sick.
It's a sentence. Well, why would you want to stay sick?
I'm a prisoner. I got out of jail.
Yes.
And I caught a cold at the same time.
So let's stay free.
So I say to you, let's stay free, not go back to jail, and sick. Because having a cold is great.
Sure, you can not get caught by the police. Somehow.
I'll cough on them if they come close to me.
And they will also feel sick and take days off work.
That's a really weird sentence.
It's a weird sentence, but it used all 4 of our word power words.
And it does make
sense. I'm impressed. Okay, so that is... I'm going to leave it at that. That is all we've got time for today. Thanks for watching us, everyone, for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Stay free and sick.
Step by step.
Don't even think about doing something. Can I tell you a secret?
Of course. What is it?
Don't even think about telling anyone else. It's no big deal.
Thanks for helping me with my English.
It's no big deal.
It was really helpful. Let me treat you to coffee.
Hey guys, it's Emily. What's up? Well, 我昨天晚上其实没有睡好，因为我妹呢，还有我爸，他们在那边给我吵架，而且他们还用英文吵。为了听懂他们在讲什么呢，我还在房间里面聚精会神的偷听。其实原因呢很简单，就是因为我妹妹她想要跟朋友出门，然后想要在外面过夜，我爸不答应而已。整晚呢就一直听到我爸说 Don't even think about sleeping over at your boyfriend's house. Don't even think about sleeping over at your boyfriend's house. Don't even think about sleeping over with your friend. Don't even think about sleeping over with your friend. You know what? Don't even think about lying to me. Don't even think about lying to me. 天哪，刚刚那一场状况到底是什么啊？Don't even think about doing something. 这个句型呢，怎么一直重复出现嘞？又是什么意思？基本上你应该可以从我刚刚的前文推敲出来，这是我爸爸他在威胁恫吓，不是告诫我妹妹说不要做什么事情的意思。Don't even think about doing something. 就是在说呢，对于做某件事情呢，你想都别想了啦。换句话就是说 ，You must not.Do something. 所以我老爸的意思就是说呢 Don't even think about sleeping over at your boyfriend's house. 不要想说要睡你男朋友家了啦 You must not sleep over at your boyfriend's house. Don't even think about sleeping over with your friend. 不要想说要跟你所谓的朋友过夜了 And don't even think about lying to me. 对我说谎想都别想那我妹呢她从头到尾就是不断地解释自己啊然后说 It's no big deal and he's my friend not boyfriend It's no big deal and he's my friend not boyfriend 没什么大不了的好吗而且要归于的对象是朋友不是男朋友所以她讲到的 It's no big deal 就是没有什么大不了的意思Deal 这个字呢，在这里当作情况来解释。那这句话 "It's no big deal" 就是在说呢 ，"It's not a serious problem" 不是什么大问题的情况，没有什么大不了的啦。Come on, Dad, it's not that big a deal if my sister stays over at her friend's house. 拜托老爸，只是在朋友家过夜不会怎样好不好，他都已经成年人了，你就不要想太多了吧。 Don't make a big deal out of it， 可以不要大题小做成这样子吗？大惊小怪啦。哦，又开始吵了，我要离开这个地方啦，我们下回见咯，拜。
Who should get the priority seat?
Paige is still standing on the MRT. She seems very uncomfortable.
Oh, go faster, train!
The old man in the priority seat gets up and leaves.
Don't even think about taking that seat. Someone else might need it.
Paige stays standing. A young woman speaks up for her.
No one else needs it right now. Let her sit down. You can see she's not feeling well.
These seats should stay free until someone needs them.
No, it doesn't work that way. Anyone can sit on them. They just need to give them to others.
They should be for pregnant women, senior citizens, the disabled, and people with small children.
This girl seems sick to me. Let her have the seat.
The middle-aged woman does so, though she doesn't smile. Paige takes the seat.
Thanks for sticking up for me.
It's no big deal. If people need the priority seats, they should use them. I hope you feel better soon.
Let, 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 let. Molly's mom lets her stay up late on weekends. Molly's mom lets her stay up late on weekends. Stay, stay. The 7-Eleven stayed open even though there was a typhoon. The 7-Eleven stayed open even though there was a typhoon. Free, free. There are no more free rooms at this hotel. There are no more free rooms at this hotel. Sick, sick. Betsy didn't go to school because she was sick. Betsy didn't go to school because she was sick.